Morning, Jackie.
So I wanted to let you know of a program that we're going to be rolling out across Casey. It's a program that Barry talked about One Casey and us winning the tender and everything. So this was in our tender proposal, and it's a program that is helping to prevent domestic violence. So it's a big issue around Casey, unfortunately. And obviously with more and more families moving in, it's something that needs to be worked on. And just around Australia in general, probably around the world, but I know around Australia, we know it's weekly now. We're hearing of horrible, horrible things. So there was even a couple of kids during this week that whose dad, I think, shot them. And that was a domestic violence case again. It just keeps coming up and up. And I think probably now because I've done the training to run this program, it's probably I probably hear it more than I used to, but it's just a huge, huge issue. So this program is more about, as a bystander, what can you do? Because there's that stigma that it's not my business, and and we kind of see things or hear things and go, oh, I'll stay out of it. This program gives you ways that you can actually interrupt what's going on without having to do it walking up and go, hey, that's not okay. So it kind of challenges your thinking of everyday conversations that you have or things that you might hear, that you can kind of say something that's not too in your face and doesn't make it too uncomfortable to challenge what someone said. And it's little things like if you hear a joke that doesn't sit well with you, rather than ignoring it, say, hey, I don't really get that. What's funny about that? So it's not a right or wrong program. It's a discussion. It's very much discussion based. And it's about changing your thinking and how you speak and being a leader in the space. So it's, we're not going saying every man is an abuser and every woman who is a victim. It's about what can you do if you do see something? So it's a really good program. We're hoping to get it out to as many sporting clubs as we can over the next few years throughout Casey. And we've got three people trained up at the moment to roll it out, but it will be more and more, like, everyone I speak to wants to jump on board and do it.
I'm really, really interested in finding out more
about this. I'd love you guys to come to one of the sessions. We haven't rolled out any yet. We've really only just done the training, but we all of the management teams across Casey were involved in a program. And then a few of us said, how can we do more? And so we've gone and done the training, but there'll be more and more people joining us and going out and running it through the sporting groups. That's a good place to start.
It's interesting you say, and it's a really good point you make, Jackie, that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to confront somebody. There are ways that you can get involved without being directly involved. Because a lot of people, most people I would say, would be, look, I don't want to get involved. I don't know what the consequences will be if I stand up and say something. I could put myself in a very dangerous situation because you never know how people react. It's like, I guess it's kind of a little different than if you see something happening, if you're on a train or something like that, and you sort of feel like you need to be involved because you can't go and tell anybody else. You're sort of right in that moment. But when you see things,
you can still do things, though, even in that situation where you just move. If someone's staring at someone and you feel uncomfortable about it, you can just move into that space.
There's some advertising about that at the moment, isn't there?
You don't have to say, hey, dude, don't stare at her. You just move into the space or just acknowledge that you see what they're doing, and that's sometimes enough to make people go, oh, hang on a sec, someone sees me doing that.
This is amazing. I think, as you said, we are in the fastest growing suburbs in Australia at the moment, which is just incredible. And I think we're lacking in this department.
So this is
going to be amazing. So you said you don't have any dates at the moment for...
No, we don't. We're going to start off with a few sporting groups that a few of us are involved in. And we'll trial it with them. But we'll definitely let you know when there's some coming up, because it's a little confronting and it challenges you to think differently and use some of the things that I've always said. Now I think twice before I say them, or I just don't say them at all, because some of it's stuff that I didn't realize I was contributing to the whole thing. And the program's not about saying one person's doing the wrong thing. It's kind of, you know, the ad where the little boy shuts the door in the girl's face and the mum says, oh, he just does that because he likes you.
Mm,
I think we've all probably done little things like that you don't realise until you've done this program. And, yeah, it gives you a statement. There's a lot of subjects that the program's about, and each one has a statement, and it's kind of – there's no right or wrong answer, but there's a statement, and then you can say, I agree with that, I disagree, or I'm not quite sure.
Mm.
And the discussion that comes out of that – is what kind of challenges your thinking to hear what other people think about it, and other people have been in a situation that you hadn't heard of before, or where they've been upset or uncomfortable, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can see how that can happen.
Mm.
Does the program run over a series of weeks, or is it just for one session, or what does it look like?
It's ideally a minimum of 2 to 3 hours.
Yep.
As the trainer, we have to there's a couple of topics that we have to cover, and it's about what is being a leader look like and how you do that, because it's really important to frame that up first to say anyone can actually be a leader, but it's what you look like as a leader and what does a leader mean to you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's I think it's 7 or 8 topics, so depending on the group we would kind of sit with whoever the person is that we've made contact with the group and say, okay, what do you see as the issues, or what can we have a big impact with your group?
Yeah.
And we would pick those topics and work those through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, really excited.
Yeah.
What are the stats looking like? I'll ask a question without notice, Jackie. What are the stats like out this part of the world for domestic violence?
Oh, I couldn't find them. I have them for Australia though.
Yeah, that's okay.
So 1 in 2 women have experienced sexual harassment during their lifetime. So half have experienced sexual harassment, and to be honest, it's probably more, but people don't always talk up. 1 in 3 women have experienced physical or sexual violence since the age of 15, and 1 in 5 women have experienced violence by a partner since the age of 15.
Wow.
So 1 in 5. So, I mean, we've got families everywhere throughout Casey.
Yeah.
And you look and think 1 in 5 of the women at the shopping centre.
I was just going to say, put your friends in a group.
Yeah.
Put 5 friends in a group and there's one in that small group. It's incredible.
I would say, unfortunately, those numbers would probably be a little bit higher.
Especially in an area like this. Casey, I know that they are. I couldn't find the stats quickly, but they are, unfortunately, it is an issue. And it's just everyday people. It's not any area in particular, because it's not a great area. It's just everyday families are involved in it, and it starts from birth. This we were talking about how a gender reveal cake labels you from before you're even born. You're either pink or you're blue, and then we know that as you grow up, you get girls' toys and boys' toys. So the men that are committing this violence have been brought up into it. Like it's not just something they decide to do. They don't wake up and go, you know what, I'm going to do this today. It's something that is brought up every day through gender. It's not a choice that they wake up and go and do something. It's kind of a long instilled thing that's happening.
It's not good at all, but it's good that that is being addressed, and there's some programs in place which we can build some awareness around, which is fantastic. And you no doubt, Jackie, keep us up to date with what's happening with the first of the series, and we'll make sure
definitely.
We get along to one of those.
Loved,
and gives us a much better understanding of what's happening in our part of the world.
Yep.
And use this as a bit of a vessel to be able to push some message out there as well. So
that'd be great.
Jackie, we appreciate you popping in as always.
Thanks for having me.
Throw your ski gear back on again and hit that the cold winter air.
The cross-country skis to get out to the car.
Yeah, pretty much. Look forward to catching up with you again the next couple of weeks.
All righty, I'll be
around. Thanks, Jackie.
19 minutes past 7 o'clock on your Monday morning. Extra butter.